Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. Happy post-4th of July, everybody.
Happy post-4th of July, Melinda.
Thank you. I'm Melinda Lagos, wow. Editor-in-Chief of ASI's Magazines, and we have a great show lineup for you today full of sales and business-building ideas. But first, let's introduce our star-studded cast, beginning with the lovely Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine. Kathy, what'd you do for the 4th?
I had a little barbecue.
In your backyard.
And fireworks.
Very
Joe
nice.
Haley would have hated it.
I guess so. Of course, Michelle Bell, editor of Supply Global Resource Magazine, is here. Michelle, did you see any fireworks over the weekend?
I did. I was in Avalon, and I went to the beach to see them. I had no incidents this year, and it was a delightful
thank God. For that.
Yeah. Yes, we've had enough incidents from you. Of course, we have Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, our old show standby. How are you, Andy?
Old show standby?
You are. Did you let off any fireworks in Tuckahoe, New York over the weekend?
I did not, but I watched them.
Sparklers? Anything?
No, I don't like fireworks.
That's why we call him.
I'm with
Joey. That's boring.
Captain Killjoy.
Captain Killjoy.
If you can't remember the nickname, you can't use the nickname.
Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is not here this morning. Who the heck is this?
I'm sorry. It's me again.
He's off riding the Matterhorn at Disney World. But in his seat, we have the fabulous Dave Vagnotti, staff writer for Counselor Magazine.
Well, thank you.
Dave, how did you celebrate our nation's independence?
Well, I also watch fireworks, but I was very disappointed with my local fireworks display because the grand finale lasted about 15 seconds. Oh. It went on for about 20 minutes.
It's all about
grand
budget
finale.
Cuts.
I was
so
disappointed with the end.
The finale was like one
yes,
firework.
Yes, it was very sad.
You should have been at my house.
There were more at your house?
Yes,
well,
definitely.
Next year, mm-hmm. we'll have a big party at your house.
That's and right. Where was this big fireworks display?
This was in Norristown area outside of Philadelphia. So, yeah, just
they gotta get
I didn't
together.
Want to mention any names, but it's okay.
Finally, we've got Steve Hawk manning the tech booth and Samantha Vaith ready to answer your calls. We welcome everyone's calls this morning on any topic, but we're especially interested in hearing questions from new distributors about any business challenges they have right now. If you have a question, call us at 215-953-4979, and if we put you on the air, we will send you a $25 Visa gift card. Start dialing now, 215-953-4979. Michelle, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
Well, first up, we have you, Melinda, and Andy giving us a sneak peek into our upcoming State of the Industry issue. We have Dave Vagnoni giving us creative ways to avoid layoffs. Kathy Houston, our little cuddle bunny, is going to talk about cuddle parties and how they're big business.
How do you know that, Michelle?
Cuddle bunny.
We've cuddled.
I don't know.
Next.
Andy, you're going to tell everybody about transumers.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay. I'm going to
trannies.
They're not trannies.
No?
No.
I'm going to talk about what to say in awkward social situations
yes,
like
you are.
That one. Kathy's going to discuss tips for unleashing employee creativity. And if we have time, we'll get to the dumbest moments in business for the first half of 2009. But first, we have the industry news in 60 seconds with Andy Cohen.
And we
Take
get
it
to
away.
Avoid Joe's rant today. Isn't that happening?
Oh, thank God.
Bic Graphic USA has completed its acquisition of Norwood Promotional Products. The combined companies will now form the largest supplier organization in the ad specialty industry, and Norwood will now operate as Norwood Promotional Products LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of Bic USA Inc. Norwood says it expects that no other operational changes will be made at this time. Another top 40 supplier has been in the news over the past week. American Apparel was cited by the U.S. government as having 1,800 employees working illegally in the United States. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency sent notice to American Apparel that 1,600 of its employees submitted suspect documentation and another 200 workers could not be verified. The 1,800 employees are about one-third of American Apparel's workforce. Hersh International, the large provider of equipment and support services to the graphic and decorated apparel industry, has signed a definitive agreement to be acquired by Paul Gallagher, the company's current president and CEO. Gallagher made an initial play for the company last month, and Hersh's board of directors accepted Gallagher's sweetened bid last week. The company shareholders will now vote on the deal, and Hersh says it expects to close the transaction by October. Plus, in Promogram later today, we'll have our next video edition of our State of the Industry sneak peek, where we look at facts and figures from our annual issue, so make sure to be on the lookout for that.
We will be on the lookout, Andy.
I know you will be.
You're not off the hook quite yet.
You'll especially be on the lookout.
Andy, each week for the past few, you've been giving us little tidbits from Council Magazine's about-to-be-released State of the Industry issue, which, of course, contains an exhaustive survey of we do every year of industry members. I am, thanks. Plus, of course, it has lots of tips to help industry members run their businesses better.
Let me take it from here.
Thank you. Okay. What do you got for us today?
I want to look a little bit at some company operations trends, both on the distributor and supplier side. As far as distributors are concerned, one interesting trend is their diversity of offerings that they're giving to clients these days. In 2002, we measured the amount of promotional products revenue as 77%. So promotional products stood for 77% of distributors' average revenue in the year of 2002. That has gradually gone down to about 70%. So it's lost 7 percentage points. I'm glad you asked me that. That we have a list of the top eight. What do you guys think is the number one other service provided by
embroidery.
Distributors?
Embroidery.
Printing.
Kathy Houston. Get a prize. Steve Hawk, give her a prize.
What's her prize?
$25 gift
card. How did you know that?
The rest of the top eight is it's embroidery, then screen printing, awards, graphic design, which I think is an interesting one and one that has grown in the past few years, printing, signs, business forms, and uniforms. So distributors are definitely expanding their services of offerings to their services and offerings to their clients, and that's an interesting trend. On the supplier side, they're also diversifying their businesses. Some areas that they say that they have moved into is retail, internet, and an interesting number is 16%, which is the most over the last 5 years, admit to doing direct to end user sales. So some suppliers are out there admitting that they're selling direct to end users. Another interesting trend is that business investments for suppliers were down in 2008. They say that they spent 45% less on sales training, and interestingly, 21% less in capital improvements. So they were cutting some budgets, obviously, in 2008.
Thanks. So great tidbits from Andy Cohn. You can hear more in a webinar next week. Is that right, Andy?
Yes, on July 15th from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can sign up on the website.
Okay, so asicentral.com/webinars. Sign up for their State of the Industry webinar.
You got it.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy. We're going to pause for a message from today's sponsor. When we return, we will start taking calls from new distributors, helping them solve any business challenges they have right now. If you're new and you have a question for us, call us at 215-953-4979. And as always, if we put you on the air, we will send you a $25 Visa gift card.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where Michelle apparently has her sexy voice on.
That was very well done. I'm admiring the...
Be
reading,
happy.
The reading of that ad. It was, Joe's lost his job.
Yes, I think he has. We're taking your calls this morning at 215-953-4979. If you're a new distributor who's got a business challenge, we are here to help. That number again is 215-953-4979. On line one, we have Denise, who is a new distributor. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you, Denise?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's your question?
Well, I'm having trouble getting the bigger kinds of deals that I like to get. I'm doing well with smaller ones from local retail shops and such, but haven't been able to score any bigger deals.
And how long have you been in business?
About a year and a half.
Okay, well, for bigger companies, I have kind of a four-pronged approach to sales, and you guys are welcome to chime in as well.
Wow.
Four-pronged approach. Wow. The first thing you have to do is you have to research the company. You have to understand their challenges, their industry, their initiatives for the year. The second part of this is you have to use connections. Maybe you have a friend or a relative that can get the gatekeeper. That's an important thing that people sometimes don't take advantage of. You have to have a good elevator pitch, and you have to portray yourself as an expert, have a niche you can offer a company. And this one, you have to call a lot. You know, some people feel that they call once or twice, three times, and they get annoying. Well, no. You know, to get to the person that's really doing the buying, you might have to call 8-10 times if you're persuasive enough and you can get the point across in a professional way. That's going to help you get the deal.
Right.
That's my four-pronged approach. I don't know what you guys feel.
Yeah, no, I really agree with the last of the four prongs, mostly. Denise, I think you need to be persistent with the biggest companies. They, they're buying promotional products, and they're doing lots of promotions and marketing campaigns, and you need to speak to those decision-makers on the deals. So I would try to make a point of contacting the biggest companies in your area and, like Dave said, doing research and finding out what their promotional needs are and then showing them how you can fulfill them.
And there's lots of decision makers within one company. So absolutely. Hopefully you're not calling on just one person at the company, and maybe someone in HR, sales, marketing.
That's
right. There's lots of buyers in a big company.
And like Dave said, use your connections. I mean, even when you're at your kid's soccer game, you know, you might be talking to the CEO of a corporation.
I would also say to send out some self-promotion pieces to introduce yourself to local companies.
Be different. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, Denise, a four-pronged approach plus.
Great,
that was like eight prongs.
Good luck. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Ray, who is also a new distributor. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, all.
Hi there. Ray, tell us what your question is.
Well, I've had a good first year in the business, but now I'm finding myself spending less and less time on selling. What can I do to ensure that I'm maximizing my selling time and limiting the time I spend on administrative tasks?
Hire an assistant.
There you have it.
Right.
I can't afford an assistant right now.
Well, like we've said before on previous shows, even look to local colleges, maybe for some interns that could be your administrative assistants or help you out with some of the back end stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're if you're doing well enough, I would look at a low cost intern that could work, you know, 20 hours a week or something like that, and try to take some of those administrative tasks off your hands. I think that's probably the best way to go. You have to ensure, are you a one-person operation?
Right now, yes.
Yeah, you have to ensure that you're, you know, trying to spend as much time as you can selling so that you can keep the revenues coming in. So you want to get some of those administrative tasks off your plate. And like Kathy said, a low-cost intern or, you know, somebody at a local college would be good.
Andy, in counselor, you've also explored the idea of a virtual assistant, haven't you? Some distributors.
We have. There are some distributors that are using virtual assistant services, and you could find those at various websites online. But they're relatively low cost, and you could just pay for the services that you use. It's a good way that some distributors are going.
Great idea.
I think assistant is a good investment because you don't want to take too much time away from selling. I mean, that's job number one.
That's your bread and butter.
Exactly.
It is.
That's right.
Well, good luck, Ray, and hold on the line for your Visa gift
card. All right. Thanks for the suggestion.
Sure. On line five, we have Michelle, also a distributor. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay. I have a question. You know, there's so many other businesses out there that compete, and I just want to know your advice on how to market your products the best to reach the most people, the best companies, and how to get yourself out there.
Well, I think Michelle has had a great thought earlier with the self-promotions, Michelle.
Yeah, I think, Michelle, that if you really think about who you're trying to target and go from there, just think of a goal. I mean, if you're trying to find new people, if you're trying to get them to know you better, you just need to think of a plan for your self-promotion. Think of maybe 20 companies that you want to reach if you haven't been able to make inroads with the decision maker, and then kind of craft together a self-promotion piece using a couple different promotional products and a cohesive message of what you want to say to get your point across.
The thing is, targeting anybody and everybody is not a good strategy.
Right, it's got to be
specific.
We've
usually recommend in counselor that, you know, you pick three industries that you have some expertise or some contacts in and really focus on that. Otherwise, you're just all over the place. And
focus all your attention geared to what they need and what they want.
Yeah, that's a one good option.
Great.
All right, good luck, Michelle. Thanks. Stay on the line.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you can still give us a call at 215-953-4979. If you are a new distributor, you're going to want to come to ASI Chicago July 21st to 23rd, where we have a new distributor success track on July 21st that is geared exactly for you. It's a full slate of courses. And if you attend three of those classes that day, you will automatically receive one of our new distributor success kits, which is a 10 CD and one DVD kit with a workbook and reference cards that gives you really a crash course to being successful in the industry. So go to asicentral.com/success for more information on that kit. All right, so no business leader wants to have layoffs at their company, so today we've got some advice on how to avoid layoffs. Dave?
Well, that's right. The key here is to be realistic, but you also don't want to come across as the Grinch. So what are some creative ways that you can avoid layoffs? Here are a few suggestions that come from careerbuilder.com. The first one is postpone start dates for new employees. This allows you to secure talent, but you're not, you know, having that immediate spike in payroll. Second one is, this is a good one, I think, that's very useful to many companies, is furloughs. And they could be voluntary furloughs. Some people like to have a little bit more time off, and it's unpaid time off.
Michelle, would you like to be furloughed for
like
the summer?
Like right now.
Michelle's always
okay,
volunteering.
So this is a useful career suggestion.
We would like to be furloughed.
Those, I think, are the best. These others I'm not huge fans of, but, you know, you have to be realistic, and it's better to keep, you know, people employed than and to lay them off. So think about pay cuts, hiring freezes, fewer benefits, like less travel, for example. And this one's my least favorite, but some companies are doing it, revised sick policies. You're not allowing the days to roll over into the next year. So the idea is more efficiency. You want your employees there as much as possible if you are going to pay them.
But you don't want them coming to work sick, I think.
That's why I don't like it. It's a great policy. But some companies are using it. I think the number's up to about 10% of those surveyed.
I think it depends on people's definition of sick.
That's true.
Yeah, they're trying to weed out the fakers.
Right.
That's true.
Some people are not so sick, but say they are.
Okay.
But like it is better to keep people employed.
Oh, no, I was sick. I was
it
in
is
the hospital.
Better. It is better.
The so-called hospital stay.
Yeah, right.
I got the wristband to prove it.
Aw. All right, well, good tips from Dave. Thank you. And our publisher, Rich Fairfield, arrived just in time for this next topic. And here's one that we've never, ever discussed before. Apparently, the bad economy has provided the impetus for, are you guys ready? Cuddle parties.
That's right.
Kathy, what?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, cuddle girl.
Okay, well, a lot of people are feeling down, and everybody could use a hug, whether you're feeling down or not, right? Well,
she looks at me.
Dave, have you ever been to a cuddle party?
I have not, but I can always use a
hug.
What
is a cuddle party?
Thanks, Kathy.
Well, a cuddle party, it was actually cuddleparty.com. Check it out. It started 5 years ago as a business which hosts parties where people touch each other in a structured, safe workshop on boundaries, communication, intimacy, and affection.
I'm getting my Captain Killjoy vibe.
It's a tough situation. It looks more disturbed.
Let me explain.
We're still confused. Melinda looks very confused right now.
I'm really confused. Let me explain more. There are boundaries here. There are specific rules at cuddle parties. You can't wear risque pajamas like you usually do, Melinda.
Do people wear any pajamas?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
I think what you're saying.
Feeny pajamas. And Michelle, no booze. No booze, because that could lead to a whole
other
kind of party.
No boobs or no booze?
No booze. Oh, booze. Boobs are allowed.
So who's giving out hugs without alcohol?
Well, let me tell you, it's big business. It is big business.
I think it's a senior citizen kind of
thing. Is this a corporate thing or a fun thing?
It's a nonprofit. However, they are training.
It's a nonprofit.
They are training facilitators, which can then again run for-profit enterprises. And it costs $495 for a session to learn basic skills.
Cuddling
for
skills?
For a trainer. Yes.
Wait,
and
you,
another.
You pay
Kathy, do you actually have a source who's just making this stuff as you go along?
CNBC.
It's on CNBC.com.
I think
suspect,
we're going to have to put the link on our
That's
radio
right.
show.
And also, like I said, check out cuddleparty.com to find a party in your area.
Now, Rich, would you ever
Maybe
go to
Maybe we
a
should all
party?
Go to one.
I think we should.
I just can't tell if the people all kind of smell or something like that
oh,
are
no,
going
no.
to this,
this
cuddle
is,
party.
This is
you
one, of their, top, one of their top rules. Be hygienically savvy.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
So if everybody was hygienically savvy, would you go and cuddle?
I can't picture.
It just sounds bad.
He doesn't like to be touched.
It really sounds.
I like
yeah.
being touched,
it's
but suspect. Not by people I don't know. But it's like that. It just sounds bad. But
notice we're all moving away from Kathy. Our chairs are like
yeah. We've all kind of thought she's alone on this side.
I think the whole premise sounds. Let's all say it together. Cockamamie.
Apparently,
yeah,
it's been
after
but it's been big. Yeah. It's been big business for 5 years.
Yeah, you watch, and the next year it's going to skyrocket, right?
That's
and
right. You'll after they heard it on ASI Radio,
to find a cuddle party near you, you can check out the
cuddleparty.com.
Link that we put on. Oh, or
that's right.
We'll put a link on our
and
website
and see if they need any promotional products.
they do actually. Disturbed. Maybe some stuffed animals.
I'm curious to see pictures of the people that actually go.
Go on cuddleparty.com. They have a video.
And what do they look like?
There's a video.
There's a video.
What kind of people are at the cuddle party?
They're very attractive.
I think we can imagine.
What do you think the people are like, Rich?
They are not very attractive.
Yeah,
there's no
I
way.
Think they're really
homeless
unattractive.
People.
There's no way they're attractive. No.
Okay.
And,
well,
and they're neurotic. Attractive. Neurotic, unattractive people. That's what I
they
think.
They can't be too neurotic because they're allowing others to touch them.
No, Let but neurotic in the way that only allows these people at cuddle parties.
All right, well, we're going to have to do some more
Go
research
Go to that
on
website
and
check
report
it out.
Back.
I'm shuddering.
That's right.
All right, everybody wants to build buzz for their companies, but not everyone has a lot of money to do so right now. So Michelle has some creative ways to get free publicity other than holding a cuddle party, which I'm sure
I would never advocate for the record holding a cuddle party.
I'm guessing you would.
Unless it include booze.
Well, booze and Johnny Depp.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not a cuddle party.
We have
party.
One scheduled for your office on Friday.
So here are some free or very inexpensive ways to get PR. First is offer to be a guest blogger for someone or offer to be interviewed by a reporter. That's a great way. Reporters are always looking for great sources, as we are here. Mm-hmm. And you can be quoted and therefore build your reputation as an expert in the field. Also, try to win an award. It takes some time, as we know here, to submit applications and go through the process, but you get a lot of goodwill and free publicity for you and your company if you win, or even if you become, you know, a runner-up. Write a letter to the editor of a newspaper or a magazine. Again, building the recognition for you and your company. And lastly, and I think this is really neat, and I'll put this on our website on asicentral.com/radio. There's a site for a one-week trial for $1, provides you with contact information for celebrities. And if you send your product to a celebrity and he or she likes it, you can use that celebrity's comments as testimonial on your website and in press releases. No, that's really impressive. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Some, you know, a celebrity like Julia Roberts likes, you know, your pen or something, that you could use that.
Or right. Even Johnny Depp.
Well, we could only be so lucky. We could only be so lucky.
And to add to that, never ever say no to an interview. Because once a reporter knows that you're useful.
Wait, are you about to give your rant here?
No, this is not Joe's, the Joe rant portion of
Dave's playing the crotchety old man.
If you've proven that you are an expert, a reporter will go back to you.
That's
very true.
And you gain a reputation in the community, and that is going to be, you know, that's going to be a big help to your business.
So don't say no comment.
Never say no. Make a way to get to that interview.
And yeah, I think that's a good point. Say something interesting and quotable.
Yeah, absolutely.
If all you say is stuff that can't be put
and
in
no
print because it's so boring.
Fluff, like, we've got a state-of-the-art
solution.
And even if a reporter calls you and you can't think of anything right off the bat, ask them to email their questions, and then you will get back to them with something intelligent.
That's great. So there are other suggestions, and again, we'll put them on our website, so you can go check those out.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Well, here's some interesting news on the wearables front. Wearables Magazine has just published a cover story that talks about the attributes of performance apparel distributors can sell. And it goes beyond the usual features like moisture wicking. There's lots of other features that a lot of people don't point out. So we have Wearables Magazine editor CJ Mitica on the line to tell us more. Hi, CJ.
Hi, Melinda.
So tell us some of the other features that distributors should be selling in terms of performance fabrics.
Well, like you mentioned, you know, we tried to identify some other features that distributors could find besides the usual ones. A couple of ones that, you know, distributors can certainly use for their sales. One is called Easy Tech Finish, which is it's a finish for cotton shirts, cotton apparel, and it basically allows cotton to have the same performance properties of like polyester, you know, moisture wicking, wrinkle resistance, but, you know, for a cotton object. Another one is color fastness, which basically for a polyester shirt, you can wash it, you know, hundreds of times, and, you know, and it won't fade or like perhaps like a cotton shirt will.
Okay, great. Any other ones that caught your eye for the story?
Well, I think another interesting one was the ventilation technology, simply because it's not something that's too prevalent in our industry, but, you know, like Nike, Reebok, and a lot of the other, you know, retail athletic companies, you know, have it in a lot of their clothing. So it's something that, you know, if you can find these companies that do sell in our industry, it's something that's pretty unique and not common.
Is that something you see more and more industry suppliers offering?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I think as performance wear becomes more popular and companies will be looking for, I guess, more angles, the suppliers looking for more angles to sell, they'll seek out things like ventilation to kind of set their clothing apart.
Okay, well, I know the article has several more different technologies that it discusses, so be sure to check out the July issue of Wearables or go to wearablesmag.com for more info. Thanks so much, CJ.
Do you know where I think they need ventilation technology?
Oh, no.
Cuddle parties.
Okay, that's the topic that's not going to go away.
Hopefully they're well air conditioned.
Sorry. All right, well, we've all heard of consumers, but today we're going to tell you about transumers, the new demographic group that we
not
should...
Not trannies.
Yes. Andy, what are transumers?
Transumers are people who like to rent more than buy.
Mm-hmm. And apparently there's been a big rise in this group.
There has been. There's many more services right now that are offering rental options as opposed to buying. I know that you would love that, right, Michelle?
Like renting what kinds of things?
Well, here you go.
Everything.
You can, you've heard of Zip Cars, where you can just rent a car for a day.
Mm-hmm. I think it's even by the hour.
Yeah, you could buy... by just an hour, or I think they even have some in cities that charge by minutes. Netflix, obviously, is a popular one. Now, Michelle, I know you're going to love this one. It's called Wear Today, Gone Tomorrow, and they rent designer clothes.
Oh, boy. I don't think that's really a good idea.
Get this. 495 Vera Wang rents for $49 a week plus $10 cleaning charge.
I think that's pretty good.
I think that's good.
It's
a lot of people don't wear things more than once, like something like a gown or something.
But
like
I'm
that.
Guessing Michelle wouldn't wear other people's clothing.
No, I have no problem not buying my own clothes and not renting.
What about they do a lot of that with handbags?
Yeah.
Yep. Handbags are big.
Would you rent a handbag?
You know, that's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's, is it Bygone or Bags Gone, something like that, where you can you pay it like a membership fee,
right.
And you can get any sort of bag. And you're talking like $10,000 Birkin bags. I mean, right. That's an interesting premise.
So yeah, there's a membership club for like high end cars too. Like you could just rent a
swanky
Boxster for a day, and you have to just pay in like on a monthly fee.
Like if you have a special date, Andy.
Right.
Right.
I have one coming this
Rich,
weekend.
Would you wear a Gucci that's been worn by several other people? If it's been
Look
cleaned?
At his face.
The answer is no.
I guess I might, but really, like, I'm just thinking of, a lot of men rent tuxedos, but then a lot of what you get is disgusting. So, right. I mean,
these would be nicer.
Yeah, a little bit nicer, more up to date, and then not really, really sweat it out.
Mm-hmm. That very would be important.
A concern.
Very important.
A concern with jackets and pants that it would be just kind of that old whatever
worn thing.
I was thinking more that old smelly wool thing, but whatever it is,
right, whatever it is, it's not good.
He wasn't
going to
say moldy, but he meant
moldy. This could be a new market for distributors though. I mean, if there's all these rental companies,
yeah, there's a lot of services.
It seems like they'd all use promotional products. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we've all been in awkward social situations, I'm sure. When you tell someone that you ask someone what her due date is and she tells you she's not pregnant. Kath, right. I'm sure you've done that. Today, Michelle's going to tell us what to say in some awkward situations. Michelle, what do you have?
Yes, well, there's quite a list here. And again, I'm only going to go through three, but the rest will be on our website. The first one is when you meet someone at a business setting and you don't know their name. And this happens to me all the time.
Oh,
therefore,
me too.
I call everyone sweetie. Hi, sweetie.
That's great. I say, hey.
Hey, you. The suggestion is, hopefully, if you're with someone, to introduce the person you're with to the person whose name you can't remember. And hopefully that'll prompt the person.
I'll say, oh, do you know Andy? And then they'll say, hi, Andy.
Yeah, you hope that the person then will step in and say,
right.
Oh, I'm so-and-so.
And what if they don't?
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Then you move on to, oh, look. Oh, I must say hi to so-and-so, and then you leave. And
actually, there's a diplomatic way. You can say, oh, hi, I know you.
Right.
Please just remind me where we met. And hopefully then the person will say, well, I'm Michelle, we met.
Right.
At the cuddle party.
I knew that was coming up.
Next, you're in an elevator or another alone space with the CEO of your company. So I think a lot of people's first reaction would be to kind of overwhelm the CEO. I mean, you have alone time with them. This is your chance to make an impression. Experts say do not do that, that this may be the CEO's one time of the day where they get some, peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So just, say hi, ask them how they're doing. And if they
Great weather
pursue,
we're having.
Right. If they want to pursue a conversation, you'll be able to pick up on the cues.
Right.
But to really just take their lead, certainly be personable, but just, don't kind of, attack them with tons
a
of
whole
information.
List of- right. That seems good.
And lastly, if you're out at a public place, like a restaurant with coworkers, and you run into your therapist, what would you do in that situation?
Don't you hate when that happens?
Well, I think the therapist is not supposed to recognize you, so you just move on. Don't even talk to them.
Very true. Although, if you want to say hello, you can just say something like, hello, and then steer the conversation to a safe area, like, so are you liking the restaurant, or are you liking the weather we're having today? And then just move on.
Mm-hmm. But I would think the therapist would be discreet. Like, they're not going to say, oh, so how are you doing with that manic depressive?
Right. Well, they're not
are
allowed by
doctor-patient
confidentiality. But, I mean, the chances are that they might acknowledge you and say hello.
Right.
Or if they might say, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah. Would you care to lay down on the couch in the ladies' room?
How are those meds coming along?
All right. Well, some good tips. There's many more social situations that you can find up on our website. All right. We've talked a lot about the pet market as one that's hot for distributors, and it just keeps heating up, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, and I think this is a great market. I mean, if you're a pet owner, you want to do everything you can for your pet. You're even going to, not do things for yourself so you can do things to take care of your pet.
Well,
so
Michelle has, beds in every room for her cat.
I do.
And there is an extravagance in the marketplace right now. I know we've talked about this a bit before, but pet hotels is something that I hadn't heard about before reading a few different stories on it. There are pet hotels now in L.A., of course, in Hollywood.
Of course.
With king and queen size beds, flat screen TVs, because cats, and dogs like to watch TV, we all know, studies show, and professional furtographers to capture pictures of the pets.
At the hotels?
At the hotels, yes. Now, like a photo shoot there. Pet Airways launches July 14th in five different cities. Fare started at $149, and there are flight attendants that will go around the airplane and take care of your pets.
Will they take their order?
That would be interesting. If
so
they could,
is that
they could
a,
do that,
an
they,
airline
they
that only the pets fly?
Yes, yes. It's a pet-only airline, $149.
But here's the deal. What are you going to do? You're going to put your dog on a plane and wave goodbye to him?
Yes, I guess.
Yeah.
But it takes the place of like a cargo hold.
Good for divorced couples. You know, she lives in California and he lives
that's
in New
true.
York.
See?
And you got a share of custody of the dog.
Shared custody of the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's very common.
People are crazy, Andy.
And there's one more bit of extravagance. There's a push now for healthy home-cooked meals for pets instead of getting
them out of
the
can. I don't even cook healthy home-cooked meals for my
kids. That's what I was going to say. This boggles my mind because I don't have time to cook for me, let alone for pets.
So, but wait, is it like Healthy Choice dinners but for dogs?
I guess. Well, you just
well,
you
only
get
the best,
all
you know,
natural
filet.
Ingredients
it
and you whip
sound
up
like
your own recipe.
Healthy Choice dinners.
There are sites that you can go on, like pet recipes.
No dried
you put
spices.
All the ingredients together.
Only fresh ingredients.
And you take care
is
of your
it?
Pet. So,
wow.
So the bottom line here for the industry is the pet, you know, this is a market that you really have to sink your teeth into.
Yeah, people are spending money, and that was a really
sound nice. Like it's loaded with possibilities.
But all right, well,
wow, you're really bringing the jokes today. Huh?
One more money making opportunity today for distributors is loyalty programs, which are continuing to gain in popularity. Andy, tell us.
Yeah,
more.
Well, what are all consumers looking for today?
Loyalty.
Free things.
No, free
a deal.
Stuff. They're,
freebies.
That's right. They're looking for freebies. So their participation in loyalty programs, retailer loyalty programs, has increased by 20% over the past year.
And they have more time, too.
They do. It's true. They have more time to sign up for all those reward programs. Yeah. But these retail outlets are really ramping up their offerings and giving branded merchandise and all sorts of different gifts. So there is a lot of opportunities there for distributors who can create loyalty programs for their clients.
That's great. Thanks, Andy. Well, we're out of time today. Thanks for listening to today's show. And thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. Check us out next week when we'll give some lucky listeners a chance to win valuable prizes. Plus, Andy Cohn will delight us with yet another state of the industry sneak
peek. He always
delights
us.
Have a great day.
Very delightful.
Bye now.